Chapter 4. Verloc and Stevie. The next morning, Verloc awoke in a cheerful mood. After breakfast, he smiled at Stevie and asked, "Would you like to go for a walk with me?" "Oh, yes," Stevie answered, and ran to put on his coat. "Winnie," Verloc said, "look after the shop. Stevie's coming with me." As Winnie watched her husband and her brother walk away, she thought, "They look good together, like father and son." She was very pleased that her husband had decided to take an interest in Stevie. For the next few days, Stevie went everywhere with Verloc. He was very happy to travel around London with Verloc, although he didn't always understand the things Verloc talked about to him. At the end of the week, Verloc casually mentioned to Winnie that his friend Michaelis was living in a small village in the country. "I thought that Stevie might enjoy staying there for some time," he said. "The country air would do him good, and Michaelis told me that he would be very happy if Stevie stayed with him for a week or two." Winnie was delighted by the idea. Although she had never liked Michaelis, she quickly changed her opinion of the man. "It's so nice of him to invite Stevie," she said cheerfully. "Adolf, you're really wonderful with Stevie. Being with you has made him so much happier." The next day, Verloc took Stevie to the country. As they were walking out of the door, Winnie said to Stevie, "Remember to be polite to Michaelis, and don't forget to button your coat." As she said this, she began to do up the buttons on his coat, but Stevie pushed her hand away. "Winnie, I'm not a baby," Stevie said proudly. Winnie smiled as she waved goodbye to her brother and her husband. When Verloc returned home that evening, he said, "I think Stevie will enjoy himself there. I'll visit him later in the week."